and it gets focused onto the back of the retina, and then you have an array of receptors in the back, and then you have essentially both color-sensitive pixels or sensors, as well as brightness-sensitive sensors, like rods and cones. And then these actually then translate the incoming input into basically sort of a response, in this case brightness as well as color response. And then of course there is also processing on the retina itself, which I talked about last time, which is doing the spatial and temporal gradients. So the same concept applies to an artificial system. So you have actually some sort of a illumination source, which is all your light sources in the room, for example. Then you have a scene element, which could be one of the patches in the table, or it could be one of the patches on your face. And then that scene element, the light bounces off, actually. And then this particular patch has its own physical property. That means that it actually reflects off only certain kind of light. And so that's modeled by a particular type of what is called reflectance. Okay, and then so the amount of light that comes in, part of it gets reflected, and then you have an imaging system, which is actually a camera with a pinhole, and then you're looking at the basically, and then you focus it using a lens into an array of measurements. Okay, of course, in the continuous, so you can think of all of this being continuous, meaning that the world is not discrete but it's continuous, and you have a mapping from essentially, you can think of it as actually 3D plus time plus essentially spectral information, essentially the how colors change over time and so on. And that gets mapped to actually an image, in this case, again, 2D now plus time plus essentially color spectrum. So in this case, color bands. So that sense is a multidimensional array with time index. Okay, so that's what's going on. And then you obviously discretize it because you don't have infinite resolution. So you normally have a discrete array of numbers that you get. And so effectively, even though you can think of this whole process of how the sensor images this patch in a particular, into a dense measurement, ultimately this gets digitized into a digitized representation. So you can think of essentially the function. So the image essentially is a function, in this case of x and y. And it basically you can think of the contribution at a particular point as being a property of the material, in this case the reflectance, and a property of the illuminant, in this case the intensity of the light, for example. And so essentially that's kind of a way you think about the image formation itself. And to illustrate how you think about sampling and quantization, so you see, okay, here's my continuous